Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Mueller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Welcome to our Roundup on this Labor Day Monday. Phil Nee with you. Hank will join us in just a little bit by the magic of electronics. We'll check in with him in just a little bit for Chet's Chuckle today. We hope you had a good weekend. Certainly I did. Boy, the weather was just outstanding. And I got a chance to kind of play with a couple of my hobbies, play some of my old records, and drive a couple of old tractors, too, my old tractors. So had the old Farm All Super C out, getting some fresh air and for the Super C and me, and did a little bit of mowing. So drive my old 72-year-old tractor around. That was kind of fun. And then had the Mighty Alice out, too. So had all my custom farming tools out there. And, yeah, June put me to work in the garage yesterday, so that was another thing. We got quite a bit done, though, and that's good. So at this point, there's more to do. I think I can get the front wheels of the Vibe in the garage at this point, so we've made progress. But anyway, how quickly time passes. Here we are in September, and we went from August 1st to August 30th in about 5 minutes, so get ready. Christmas will be here in a few hours, it seems like. Boy, not to be a Debbie Downer, but that's the way it seems. Richland County Fair coming up this weekend. We'll have all kinds of special programming leading up to that time and during that time as well, with some of the young people who will be a large part of the fair again this year. Did you know legend has it that the person who invented the first Ferris wheel has never met the person who invented the first merry-go-round? I guess they traveled in different circles. Yes, and we're off and running with Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Yeah, we had a chance to have a little dinner last night. In fact, June said, she asked me if I could make her a quiet dinner, give her a little peace and quiet. So I did. I took out all the batteries from the smoke alarms before I started cooking. That's the bottom line. I saw this the other day. Somebody posted this, and it really hits home for me. And it says, I'm at the age where if you text me after 9 p.m., I'm texting you back at 4:36 a.m. And that is really pretty true for me, because a lot of times, certainly I put the phone to bed by then, but I'm usually in bed by then. And so I get in different scores and different things like that on the phone. And yeah, might shoot you a text back about 4:30 in the morning. So that's a general rule for me as I get older. Well, yeah, this is one. I don't know if this passes the Hank inspection or not, but it's a Hank-style joke. When I was a kid, my parents would always say, excuse my French, after they said a cuss word. I'll never forget my first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew any French. Oh, yes, school day is starting tomorrow, and we'll see what old Hank is doing in just a moment after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, Hank phoned this one in. In fact, this was on our voicemail this morning. So here we go. Take it away, Hank.
Philip, good morning. I hope your weekend was awesome. And I know today is Labor Day, and I don't know why that we're here, because we're laboring on Labor Day. Anyway, hey, since this storm started, my wife hasn't stopped looking through the window, Phil. I wonder if it gets any worse. Should I go ahead and let her in?
Ooh.
Anyway, yeah. Whenever I try to eat healthy, a chocolate bar looks at me and snickers. Yes, yes. Hey, Phil, big problems over here. I drank a bottle of Invisible Ink on accident last night. Yeah. I'm still waiting to be seen at the hospital. I don't know about you, Phil, but Boo. Have you noticed when I get to work, clock in, and you can't find me? Well, you know, good workers are hard to find, Phil. Hey, Phil, looking in the forecast, in the 90s the next couple days, kind of reminds you of the Dallas Cowboys, doesn't it, Phil? You know, they peaked in the 90s.
Boo.
Here's your kicker, Philip. A man checked into a hotel. There was a computer in his room, so he decided to send an email to his wife. He accidentally typed the wrong email address, and without realizing that, he sent the mail to a widow who just had returned from her husband's funeral. The widow decided to check her mail, expecting condolences messages from relatives and friends. After reading the first message, she fainted, Philip. The son rushed into a room and found her mother on the floor and saw the computer screen, which read, "To my loving wife, I know you're surprised to hear from me, but they have computers here, and we are allowed to send emails to loved ones. I've just checked in. How are you and the kids? This place is really nice, but I am lonely here. I have made necessary arrangements for your arrival tomorrow. Expecting you, darling. I can't wait to see you." Yes, Phil. Yes, I know you're laughing.
Oh, Hank. Yes, indeed. Hank by voicemail. All right. Thank you, Hank.